What up, y'all? Happy Wednesday. A little different than we used to. We're gonna be doing our WoW post show. We got new champions, maybe all around, maybe not. Keep it
This
locked.
is Penelope Pink, and you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
What's up, y'all? Happy Wednesday, happy Wednesday. Welcome to Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad. We are talking all things WoW, and I am not alone. Christina's in the building. What's good?
Hi. How are you doing? Doing good, doing good. Nice to see you.
Yes, we got a lot to talk about because this past show was on the crazy level. And I also
to say the least.
I know. I just remembered that I didn't do the pictures. I was like, there's something I didn't do, and that's what I didn't do. But
reenact. We'll act it out. We'll act it out.
We'll act it out. So that takes us to match one, which is, well, actually, first off, what did you think of the whole show?
Maybe I say this every time, but I really was on a roller coaster ride. I was like, even in my notes, I was like, oh, winner. And then something happened and I had to scribble it out. I'm like, not the winner, apparently.
That's exactly. This show, more than others, was definitely more. And I actually liked it because you just didn't know. There were a lot of close calls with everything, which, you know, made it really, really interesting. And obviously you can't do that every show. In the past, WoW has, you know, had different, I don't want to say sections, but.
I know, I said, I was like, I wore this just for you, Dylan.
You know, they're going all the way through, just like how other promotions are doing. So it's kind of one of those things where, hey, Eric. It's kind of one of those things where, you know, not every show can be beyond crazy, but this one was definitely
this
crazy.
This one was jam-packed. The jam was packed to the top.
That part. So it started off with Aveline Maverick. She shows up, and, you know, her and the Beast are going to have their main event match later on in the show. We had an interview with Beast, so you have to definitely check it out because she said some really interesting things. And I'd be curious as far as what she's thinking now after all the shenanigans happened. But that was the start. But match number one, they started off out the gate, which I thought this would have been a definitely main event match. Whereas the WoW World Tag Team Champions, the Mother Truckers versus Miami Sweet Heat. So how did you like this match? Before, you know, we get into who won, what did you think of it?
Whew, is what I must say. So this really, so Miami Sweet Heat, Mother Truckers, this was such a fun match. I feel like not only just as tag teams themselves, they work well together, but it's one of those tag teams that work well with each other. So like this tag team and this tag team. So I know it was kind of giving me like back in the day, hardcore, like Dudleys versus Hardy Boys. I'm like, you know, when it was them too. Some all kinds of foolery, really exciting stuff was gonna happen. So that's kind of how I felt, where I was like, I knew this is gonna be a good match no matter who wins. One of my highlights was Lori's coast to coast. That seems to be a consistent thing that she does, and it excites me every time. It looked like it was really painful. I would not want to be on the receiving end of that one.
That part.
There was also some bringing out some tables, and you know how I feel about tables and hardcore matches. My hardcore champ right here. Holly, also sometime there was a little part where someone was going to go through a table. They move, someone else comes through a table. So it was like back and forth, me on the edge of my seat. Before we get into who won, how did you feel up until this part, until the end?
It was good. It was a really great match. When they said no disqualifications and hardcore rules, you definitely know when the Mother Truckers involved. And I mean, Miami Sweet Pete doesn't play by the rules, so both.
Regardless, even if there are rules.
It was gonna be a great match. Obviously, when they had the trash cans, that was really good. Like you're talking about. Lots of boots to the face. They definitely love boots to the face. Mm-hmm. So there was there was that. But yeah, it was, I think I might have said this back in December, and I definitely wanted Mother Truckers to have a chance because they're mm-hmm. just a great tag team. And I guess we can get into it. They end up winning. They are the new tag team champions.
Honk, honk. I have found myself doing that a couple times. I can't get over it.
But it's interesting. You guys let us know in the chat because I believe, and shout out to Eric in the chat. He says, hey, peeps, congratulations to Mother Truckers, new tag team champions. Mm-hmm. But I think they might be correct. Let us know in the chat if they're right or not. They are the only mother-daughter duo mm-hmm. that's won a championship. Which is, you know, we should acknowledge that for real. For right. real. So,
are they really mother-daughter?
Yeah.
Like really? You have to watch.
Yeah, you watch the wrestlers on Netflix. They have a whole story beyond WOW. Yeah, they have a whole story beyond WOW that's really quite interesting. I think they kind of, I believe in the wrestlers, they actually included their taping of WOW and they were talking about like the story. So there's some, like a lot of nuances that reference their life as the Mother Truckers. And then they are with OVW. So Big Red Betty is one of the producers and wrestlers. And Holly Hood J is one of, I believe she was a champion at OVW at one point, mm-hmm. but she's working with OVW too. So yeah, they're really like legitimately like mother daughter. So
that's amazing. I was is this like an Undertaker Kane brother situation? Or...
No, yeah. So I think with that being said, you know, they need some more respect on their name. I mean, WOW in general, I think people tend to overlook WOW.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like that should have been a bigger thing. But definitely congratulations to them. How did you feel about the ending?
The ending was Holly. Okay. I was holding my breath, I'm not gonna lie. Cause when it was Holly was put, hold on, my scribbles are, I know what happened, but in my notes are all scribbled up. So Holly moves Lori. Sorry, I'm having a moment, TK. But I know at the end, it was when Holly covered Lori. They did a little switcheroo on the table.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was gonna go through the table. They jumped off and then.
So they placed, and they actually have a YouTube video, but they might ban us for that. So they placed they placed Holly on the table and they were gonna jump off the top rope to take her through the table. Mm-hmm, and instead mm-hmm. moves last minute. And then one of the Miami Sweet Heat crashes through the table and then they get a roll up to pin for the W, which is on the broken table, which was a great, great move. So mm-hmm. that was a great finish. And with that being said, where mm-hmm. do you think Mother Trucker is going to go now? Who do you think their next competition is going to be? I guess obviously Miami Sweet Heat again.
I know Miami Sweet Heat are definitely going to come back for it. I would definitely want to see them against the Tonga Twins just because I really like Tonga Twins and I like mm-hmm. Mother Truckers. I feel like Tonga Twins, that would be a really fun match just because I think they've already went against each other and there was a lot of people through the table and a lot of just hardcoreness going on. Mm-hmm. So I think I would really like that.
Yeah, and I think, too, they, in the interview, another interview you guys should check out, we didn't get to interview the Tonga Twins, and they're also going to be at Wally Mania in Philly, if you're going to be there.
I just saw that.
Yeah, so really, I mean, I'm looking forward to great things for them. But they said, I think I gave them, like, a list of different tag teams, and they said that they were, like, you know, they're fans of the Mother Truckers. So it'd be interesting. I would love to see a match between them because it's, like, mm-hmm. almost, like, the respect and also I'm going to beat your ass type thing. So mm-hmm. that would be a great match. So I hope they, I think with WoW, it's a little bit different because obviously they're all women. I'm for all women, but like mm-hmm. you kind of invest in the characters a little bit more. So I want everybody to hold on to their champion.
Right. I'm like, I don't want anyone to lose. I just want right.
a minimum 6 months each at least. But, you know, that's not how the world works. So I hope they have a decent reign. It's not going to be like a short type thing. But that moves us over to match number two, which is Adriana Gambino facing Sandy Shore. Mm-hmm. And mind you, this leading up to this match, it's Adriana has won 8 in a row. So yes. that is, and David did make note of that. So I think there's a setup for championship coming, maybe or not. So what did you think of this match?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like David does say like every time, like, oh, this is seven in a row, this is 8 in a row. And so I was like, okay, either they're emphasizing that because there's championship coming, or there's going to be a really hard lose mm-hmm. and there's going to be a really hard revenge. But Sandy Shore started us off with a nice sunset flip, so I was like, okay. And then Adriana Gambino, she always impresses me with her split moves. There's either mm-hmm. a split up here, a split over here, a split over here. Like, it's always, this time there was like a really impressive like split leg choke situation. Okay. And I'm always impressed by that. And then Gambino was even taken out, Crystal Waters, so who came out with Sandy Shore. So she was kind of giving it to everybody. But this one went to Gambino again, so 9 in a row.
Yeah, I kind of feel like David makes, because he also, on top of making mention that she's not now 9 in a row, he also makes mention that he goes to her house to eat when he's in New York. So I feel like
he does say that. He kind of kisses.
See? So I feel like, you know, we talked about this to the Beast, that it feels like there's like a little bit of favoritism and stuff like that. So it's just kind of like, do you think this is a setup? Because in all honesty, and no shade to Sandy Shore, but in all honesty, I feel like this was just like almost like a check off the thing match.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like, so many other people that
knew who was gonna win.
Right. There's so many other people that she could have had a match with that it was just kind of like, you know, they kind of do this in boxing. Usually when boxers are starting, depending on how much talent they have, they usually kind of give them throwaway matches to get their mm-hmm. wins up and before they can get that big match. And it kind of feels like that's what they're doing with her. Like they're kind of, and she's had some hard people, but mm-hmm. this one just seemed like, oh, we want to get you to 10 to like, they're like padding.
Yeah, her. Like they're going to have her go against Bernard, like that dog or something. I'm like,
oh. Yeah, like what are we doing? But
has Gambino gone against G.I. Jane?
I don't believe so.
Because that would be something I would kind of want to see. Not kind of. I do want to see.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, a really interesting one.
Yeah. And I think she would have a great match with Abilene Christian.
That'd be fun.
Abilene Christian. Wow. Abilene Maverick. Abilene Christian is actually a university.
Is that the college?
Yeah. That's crazy. she would have a great match with Abilene Maverick. That I would love to see that. Mm-hmm. We don't know how long Abilene's gonna hold on to this title because there are some shenanigans this week, so we'll see if she'll survive it. But congratulations to Adriana Gambino with the 9th win in a row against Sandy Shore. Because we have interviewed David back in the day, but mm-hmm. I feel like we need to circle back on this interview.
We need to circle back on David.
Yeah, a lot of questionable things are happening. Like, you know, it's just like, what's happening right now? Like,
Not in a bathroom. Just like that part. Officially, like maybe a desk, a picture on the wall. I don't know.
And we did speak about G.I. Jane. This is her former tag team partner, the Classmaster. Mm-hmm. She goes up against Steffi Slays. What did you think about this match?
Fan favorite Steffi Slays. One thing that before the match started, did they say Steffi Slays delivers babies?
Yes.
Is she a doctor or a nurse?
She's a nurse, neither. And she's been with WoW since the very beginning. I think she was like 17 when she started with WoW. So,
wow.
Yes. So she's, like a WoW, yeah, a WoW, like OG.
Like OG, it's kind of WoW.
Interesting because I was talking to I'm trying to think if I actually should say this, but I was talking to somebody who was a part of WOW. And you know how some people with some wrestlers, like, you know, the goal is WWE or wherever.
Like yeah.
There's some of the girls who are really like, this is what I want to do. Like WOW. I'm a WOW girl for life. That's it. I think Steffi might be one of them. She's kind of almost like a DMD for AEW, but for WOW. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. But what did you think of this match?
Yeah, it was a good match. I always like Steffi Slays just because she's always so happy and bubbly and full of energy. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm going to like this match no matter what. Classmaster was giving some 6-foot tall boots to Steffi, was taking her down a couple times. So I was like, ooh, Steffi's in trouble here. After a couple boots to the chest, I was like, okay, I think I know where this is going. I still like watching Steffi Slay. She's so bubbly and fun to watch.
I liked the match as well. But again, I mean, I think the last time we saw her, she was either in the trios or a tag team. So it's like, well, what which is it? Are we like singles? Are we
singles, trios? All,
but you know, it kind of doesn't seem like there's a game plan for her. So it's, you know, and maybe she's just delivering so many babies that she just steps in when she can. But
it's just, I mean, like, she's busy. It's hard to do that.
There is that. But as you guessed it, I have to see if I'm right. As you guessed it, the Classmaster, she puts a boot to Steffi Slays for the W. A couple of leg drops in there too. I'm really a fan of these. They need to do WOW. Not if you're listening, because I know you are listening. They need to do like a compilation of like WOW superhero leg drops, because they're
pretty. And leg drops, boots to the chest, and then splits.
Yes, very, very true. Like, let's do that. That brings us to match number 4, the main event match, Abilene Maverick versus The Beast.
Had me stressed.
What do you think of this match?
It stressed me out, TK. I was stressed out from beginning to end. I was stressed out. Well, first they started by recapping the Beast's journey here. And they showed us again when Sophia Lopez gave that USB from 2007 to the Beast. She had to go plug it in somewhere. Found out Vicky Lynn was her attacker. Then we came to present day. And I mean, I was scared for Abilene because I saw Beast veins popping out. Like her neck, her forehead. We know that she's not scared of anything, burning buildings included. So I was just like, you know, I was scared, personally. A lot of good parts to this match before we got to then. One of my highlights was her fireman carry. Beats picked Abilene up and then like Samoan dropped her. On the mat. That one, I'm sure, took the air out of Abilene, so that one was really fun to watch. A giant headbutt to Abilene. Like, I don't even, like, it felt like I could feel it through the screen, honestly. She's gonna need some Tylenol. I was like, she's gonna need something Tylenol stronger than that.
Everything.
She's gonna need something stronger than that. Beast with a super big power slam. Abilene trying to get away. Okay, so this is the part where I was like, okay, Abilene was trying to get away and like hanging on to the ropes to kind of like get away and have the ref kind of intervene a little bit. So I was like, oh, she's getting kind of tired, maybe a little scared. I don't know. I would be. And then again, the Beast power slammed Abilene into next week. And then that's when I was like, okay, Beast is a champ. Beast is a champ. Like, that's it. I circled it on my thing. Like, I was like, this is it. And then, okay, now we stop here. Up until this point, TK, how did you feel? Up until this point when she power slammed her into next week?
I felt the same way as you. Like, I felt like, okay, like, the Beast has been chasing this for a minute. You know, like, for you guys who don't watch WOW, like how we watch WOW, like, she never lost the title. She relinquished it because she was injured. So she's been chasing this for a minute. Like we did talk to the Beast on the interview, it was just kind of like it felt like there were some shenanigans. Like David was kind of always moving the goalposts. So she finally gets to, you know, the point where she can be champion. And I mean, she had me convinced. Let's be honest. Like the fact that she's probably like the hardest working, not the hardest working, but dominates the WoW superhero locker room. So it's kind of one of those things that like she should champion.
The most commanding presence.
Right. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, okay, well, yeah, let's make her champion. And so she finally gets the opportunity. She's dominating Abilene. Abilene's trying to use all these tricks and these shenanigans.
Everything.
To get away. Like, everything. But what I have to definitely give credit to Abilene, though, she didn't cower. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like, you are now facing, you've probably seen all her matches. You're now facing the Beast. You know that she's probably stronger than you. You know that, you know, if you were going to go toe to toe, she would take it. So despite all of that, she's going to lie, cheat, and steal to maintain her championship. And to do that, it still takes guts, because she could have been like, she could have figured out a way just not to show up at all. So we definitely have to give Abilene, you know,
she could have not showed up. She could have not showed up. That's true. She could have called in sick.
Called in sick or figured something else out. So we have to give her accolades.
She could have sent someone else. She did go she did kind of go towards the rope and like hang on to it. But yeah. Like, who wouldn't?
And she used it in her favor though. It's still smart though.
It was legal.
Yeah. We have to give her a little bit of credit. Which leads us to
this is when my world took a tumble.
Mm-hmm.
So Beast, okay. Beast power slammed Abilene into next week.
Mm-hmm.
She covered Abilene. We went 1, 2, 3. Typically, that's where it ends. I circled it on my little thing. I was like, Beast is a new champoni. I was excited. I was about to tweet her. And then Abilene comes out with some shenanigans, holding her, I don't know if she was holding her head, holding her stomach. She was holding something and starts talking to the ref, and motions to the ref that she was hit or something. And I was like, were we watching the same thing? I kind of had to rewind it. I was like, no, my eyes were open the whole time. I know they were, my glasses were on. And she's saying that, you know, she was hit. She talks to the ref, another ref comes in. They're doing some behind the scenes talking. And they have the nerve to say that the Beast used brass knuckles on Abilene.
But the brass knuckles were there though.
They frisk the Beast, mm-hmm. and they find brass knuckles in her trunks, which confused me a bit, because I was like, I know I didn't see brass knuckles being used.
Right.
But they found them there. You can't really, someone can't really sneak something into my trunks.
Well, that's the whole thing. Or can you? Like, in
or
the
can you?
Because there's no way she, and that's the thing, if she had the brass knuckles in her trunks, then she would have used them. Right? And again, referencing, definitely go and check out our interview with the Beast. She doesn't see, she's very confident in her ability that she
don't need brass knuckles.
Right. So it's just like something transpired, or maybe she paid off the ref.
Abilene?
Yeah.
But why would Beast have brass knuckles in her trunks at all?
Well, maybe Abilene used that as a backup. She's like, if I can't cheat my way to winning, then I need a plan B and C. And the plan B or C was for the Beast to have the brass knuckles, because that will disqualify her. So either, and I'm sure we're going to find this out next
They were
week.
Planted? Someone planted right. brass knuckles and her, exactly. like, sewed them into the lining?
Or, I don't know if it's sewed like, into lining.
You didn't feel it when you put them up?
Or, I mean...
Because those are big. Gonna, those are big. It's not like a penny. Yeah.
Or we're gonna have to rewatch the tape. Or the ref had it in his hand
and like did a little put it in there. But then like yeah. you have to like okay on my waistband, you're getting real close to me in my intimate area. Put in
well,
something
I don't
like
think he like went all because he literally just kind of like pulled it out from like the.
I saw them coming out of it though.
Right. Like, so I don't know.
Really close. You're really close to me.
Yeah, hopefully we'll find out.
Had it under his little sleeve and then like pulled it out.
Yeah, somebody please watch the tape or WoW will or we'll find out on WoW next week because I'm really curious as to how this.
I don't like how they keep doing beasts like this.
Well, I mean, I think it's what we said last week. It's kind of one of those things where it's just like David keeps moving or. Maybe it wasn't Abilene who paid off the ref. Maybe it was David.
That paid off the ref?
That paid off the ref to plant the brass knuckles. And then he let Abilene know.
I'm gonna be thinking about how brass knuckles can be planted in your trunk. Because these are not like board shorts. These are like underwear.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I mean, they're like short shorts, essentially.
They're like short shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think if I'm, okay, let me see. Okay, let me just slip them out. I'm going to have to think about a couple different ways that we can, that someone can plant some brass knuckles because they're pretty big. TK, did you see them? They were big.
They were, yeah, I agree. But I don't know. We're going to have to find out because I can't, one, I don't have the time to very go in depth as far as why, how these brass knuckles came to be. What up, JD, in our IG page? What up, Honey, as well, on our IG page? But yeah, I just, I guess. But yeah.
What do the people think? What does anyone have an idea of how these, where these brass knuckles
how
came
do
from?
Well, at least it's not like.
Do you implant brass knuckles?
How do you implant brass knuckles? At least it's not like Tony Storm and AEW when you can actually visually see what was like the pan or something out of the side of one of those pay-per-views. But yeah, I mean, let us know in the comments how someone
can plant some brass knuckles.
Yeah, implant some brass knuckles. How you sneak black brass knuckles, and then. Also let the person know that you, like, how did she, or maybe she did get hit. Maybe that was that, maybe the beast is not as confident as she appears to be and actually had the brass knuckles. 6L Hookah God, welcome, welcome. I think it's the first time I'm seeing you.
Shout out to the name.
Yeah. That's a sus place to put. I have no idea how you would do that without being put on some sort of list.
Right. So. It's a little, the area that we're planting it, I'm like, look, you didn't plant it like in my sock.
Right.
Like it's right here in my waistband. So I'm kind of like, I don't know. I mean, we're all used to brass knuckles being used, here and there in the ring, but like I don't know about this one, TK.
I don't know.
Is there a possibility that you think the beast used them?
I mean, if I were going to,
we just didn't see it.
Of possibilities, one, maybe Abilene implanted it in their tussle prior to, so like in the middle of the match, she put it there.
Like they're tussling and then like put it in. Right. Well, it's not here. It was in her waistband.
Right. Two is she paid the ref off and the ref, like she either gave it to the ref, like a hand eye trick situation, and the ref then implanted it and then pulled it out. Three, David paid the ref off to make sure the beast didn't win. And then four, which is the most unlikely, is the Beast had a backup just in case Abilene was a little bit more than she can handle.
Like for protection, maybe it wasn't like for Abilene, maybe it was in case like some goons came out and like trying to like
I think it was for Abilene. Like she's like, you know, because Abilene is one of those people that she's gonna figure out a way to win. So it's kind of like that Mike Tyson quote where it's like it's all fun and games until you get punched in the face. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like the Beast has the confidence that she could take out Abilene, but maybe Abilene was going to be a little bit too slippery, so she had a backup, like just like
just in case.
Okay, you're not staying down, so I'm going to need to like take you down for good, for good. So she had it as the backup for that.
I feel like that's, I don't know. I don't. This is a little too fishy.
It is, but. With that being said, what are you expecting? Because I don't think they announced anything for next week. So what are you expecting for next week?
Yeah, no, they didn't tell us anything. Oh, they kept us in the dark. I'm thinking next week, I'm hoping next week we get some more answers regarding this brass knuckle in the briefs situation.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else? I'm hoping I see more Mother Truckers. For sure. And I'm hoping I see Tonga Twins.
Yes.
Again. Who are you hoping for?
Definitely Mother Truckers. I feel like they need to put out like a press release and or, I mean, maybe we'll get Candace to write one up. Shout out to Candace, one of our writers and hosts, to give the Mother Truckers like, you know, some respect on the name. Mother Dollar, like let's take care of that. So definitely more Mother Truckers. But I feel like Tonga Twins are also on a roll as well. So something didn't happen with them. I don't know, because typically they alternate it, like they do heavy on the tag teams and then heavy on singles. But what we didn't see this past weekend was the trios.
Yeah, so, we have not seen the trios.
Yeah, so maybe that's what's gonna be next week as well. So many possibilities. The roster continues to get bigger. There's actually, ironically. And I'm not going to say who, but there's actually like a handful of wrestlers that we haven't seen that we haven't even seen at all yet that I saw at the live taping back in December. So there's still more WoW superheroes to be presented. So there's a lot of things that's happening. But with that being said, another thing that's happening, you want to stay tuned to Women's Wrestling Talk, because we're going to have, and I don't know if you want to hop on this, Christina, since you're already here, we're going to have a watch along of Total Divas coming up right after this. You definitely want to check that out for sure. Another thing that you want to check out is our merch.
Hey, yo, you. Yeah, you that's watching this. You sitting on the couch staring at the screen, not knowing what you want to do. Like, this is an online college. Are you tired of wearing shirts that make you look like an extra stuck in catering? Do you want to step your wrestling swag game up to the next level? Then Women's Wrestling Talk has got you covered. Like, literally. Are you for life in pink or black and white? Or maybe you're the EST and people need to respect you accordingly. Want to put some pride in your stride and show off the muscle in your hustle? Then make sure you check out the WWT store. Not now, but right now. All right? What you waiting for? Head to www.talkpodstore.com and don't make me fight you. Shit.
Love that.
So JD's saying in our IG, and definitely check out our IG. And then also shout out to 6XL for following us on IG as well. I know a guy in West Hollywood named Peppy Muse, who swears he can smuggle anything that's not longer than a forearm. Okay. And then he said, I've never asked him to prove it. JD, I didn't even download the WOMP because I didn't know. So I'm going to have to be prepared for you next time. But with that being said, Christina, where can everybody find you?
Everyone can be find me contemplating about these brass knuckle gate on the IG at CHRZate, at on the Bird app at CH_RZate, Not Beefing with the Beast, Advocating for the Beast, family-friendly content, and really trying to figure out what's going on with these brass knuckles, because it's gonna keep me up at night.
What we was just talking about, Kona. Yeah, we were just talking. We hope to see you next week. Congratulations on being featured on Wale Mania and all the things. Yes, definitely. We about the cocoa butter here. You can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad, everywhere on all things. Definitely check out Women's Wrestling Talk on all social media platforms and on our website. We also have a betting app that you can check us out on as well. That's all through our social media, where you can bet on a lot of wrestling matches and sports matches. So if you're into that, gamble responsibly. With that being said, thank you guys so much for following Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Till next time, guys. Ciao for now.
Hey, y'all. It's Kona.
And I'm Chaos. And you're watching,
Women's Wrestling Talk.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms, like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.